Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, CDC. Today we have an exciting topic that we'll be bringing forth today. So let's get started. Gracious Father, we come this morning to give you thanks, to give you praise, to say hallelujah to your name, the Heavenly Father, because all praises belong to you. As we go forth in this program today, the Heavenly Father, move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit minister to someone that may be listening in today, someone that may come to the archives later, the Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We come to give you the praise, all the praise and all the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is, how are we to express our praise to God? Also, why do we praise God? We're going to inject all that today in 30 minutes. To praise the Lord is to do any number of things, and mean to lift him up with our words, to call on him, to recognize his greatness, to recognize his name, to give credit to his worthiness, to admit proper fear before him, and to praise his word. You know, the Lord should be praised with every possible music instrument and by every living creature. But praise to the Lord is only acceptable from an upright person. You know, praise is direct to God and him alone. Here Peter asserts with inspiration that in all things God may be praised. You'll find that in 1 Peter 4 and 11. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. He is our great God and Father Almighty. Hallelujah today to his name. And for scriptures that you want to find what I'm talking about today, go to 2 Samuel 22 and 4, 1 Chronicles 29 and 13, Psalms 146 and 1, Psalms 147, 1, 148 and 1, 149 and 1, and 150 and 1. So we're going to go on today with our broadcast. I just give you some reference scriptures you can check out at your leisure. First of all, how are we to express our praise to God? I went to Psalms 149, and starting with verse 1 through 9, it says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tambourines and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them that judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Over in Psalms, you will find so many chapters, so many verses talking about praise the Lord. You say, you know, praise them. Praise them, praise the Lord of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. God wants us to praise him. Not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesday nights or Tuesday night at Bible study or midweek service. God wants us to praise him every day. You know, over in Psalms 150 and verse 1 through 6, it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's why he have it in his word. He said to praise him. That's why when you go into the sanctuary, you find all the instruments in most sanctuaries that you go in, because they are to praise the Lord. They are to give him glory. You know, the people of God are exhorted to praise him with singing, with music, and great joy. All the things that God have done for you, don't you know? You're supposed to praise him. I find myself praising the Lord even in my car. I'm going somewhere. I'm praising him. I just passed a wreck. Somebody jumped in front of me. I said, oh, God, I praise you, because it could have been a wreck. I didn't say a bad word. I didn't say something negative. But I came back with a praise, because I can think about how good he was to prevent a wreck, how close I'd come to being a statistic or laying in the hospital. So automatically, I go to praising God. I give him the praise. I give him the glory, because if it had not been for him, where would we be this morning? You know, over in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, it says, diligently, lest any man fail. 13 and 15. Let me turn on one more time. And the word of God says in 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Here they're telling about God give us a mouth. He give us a tongue. He give us expression. He give us our hands we can raise. He give us our mouth, our tongue, where we can open our mouth, our lips, and give him praise. He give us feet that we can pat, that we can give him praise. Oh, my. You know, when I read that verse, let us continually offer our sacrifice of praise to God by proclaiming the glory of his name. You know, when we tell others of Christ's name, we are offering him a sacrifice of praise. When you on the phone with somebody, when you talking with somebody in person, telling them about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, don't you know, you giving him praise, you telling somebody else about God, you showing him and telling others how good he is. Let's go over to Amos 5 and 21 through 4, 24. Let's read what the word of God says. Not what I'm saying, but I'm tricking you to the word. Verse 21 says in Amos 5, 21 and 24, I despise your feast days. I will not smell in your solemn assembly. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offering, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offering of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy violin. But let judgment run down as water, and righteous as a mighty stream. Here he's saying, I hate all your show and pretense. You done seen a lot of people doing a lot of show and tell. But it's not in their heart. It's not coming from their heart. It's coming from their lips, pretending. And the word says it's show. Away with your hymns of praise. Here he's telling us in this verse, away with that, because you're not real. You're not giving me the glory and praise that's due me. Dad, I want to see a mighty flood of justice. Our praise must be sincere and not hypocritical. My. God want to see a sincere praise. He don't want to see all that pretense. And you can tell people that's for real and people that's faking and shaking. You know, the exclamation of praise and worship at the beginning and end of Psalms 150 form an exclusion. It set up parameters within which the psalmist directs the worshiper and readers to use every possible music instrument to praise the Lord. You know, the Hebrew word halah is translated to praise, and is sometimes translated as boast. That's one of our tag words today, boast, worship, praise, and hallelujah. Boast means to boast in the Lord what he has done, and boast in whom he is heir is as well. The book of Psalms closed with five psalms called hallelujah psalms. These praises contain the phrase, praise the Lord at their beginning and end. The verb holler in this phrase is in a stem which added the emphasis of directing or producing praise toward the Lord. Attached to the imperfect verbs from hallelujah, praise is a shortened form of the Lord's name, Yah. So the phrase hallelujah in both Hebrew and English translates as give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah, a transliteration of the Hebrew into English. Not a translation, the Hebrew phrase has taken its proper place in the repertoire of worship in the English language. Yahweh, Yah. When you say Yah, Y-A-H, Way, W-E-A, Yahweh, we're giving God, oh my, we're giving God the praise today. When you think about the things God have done just this morning for you, your hands should go up, your mouth should open, your feet should be moving, your hands should be clapping. You may not have a tambourine in your car. You may be in the bathroom and just think on the goodness of Jesus. Not just because you received a phone call, but just to know you standing in the bathroom, looking in the mirror, just giving God the praise, giving him the glory. Ain't nobody looking but Jesus. You ain't got to pretend. You ain't got to profess. You know what God have done for you. And everybody that come to this broadcast know it's about praise. It's about worship for me. It's about boasting God, hallelujah to God. When I come to this line every Wednesday, I come to give God praise because he didn't have to allow me to see another Wednesday to come to Blog Talk, to talk about his word, to give him praise. It's not boasting myself. It's boasting on the Lord. It's worshiping him in song, worshiping him in the words, in the deed, in the tambourine, in the harp, in every instrument that you may have. Oh, my. You know, you can't beat God no matter how you try, not in just your giving, but to give him praise, to give him glory. When you can say hallelujah to your name, when you can say, I know I have that joy, that jubilant, what kept me? I can give God the praise and give him the glory. I can just be so free to the Lord. You don't have to be hiding. You don't have to be doing nothing that's unholy. You just can give him all the grace, all the honor. The good news go to him, not to us. We just professing everything to him to let him know how we love him, how we acknowledge him, how we glorify him. You know, when you glorify God, you're giving glory, the most glorious to him. Oh, my. The gospel is unique, the gospel of glory in this incarceration. Oh, my. You're giving him grace. I'm just thinking of all the things. When you say hallelujah, you know, hallelujah. For the Lord God on upon it range. Hallelujah. When you hear people saying hallelujah, that is the highest praise that we can give to God is hallelujah. You know, most people know that hallelujah is exuberant word, but very few people know what the word actually means. Oh, my. It comes from two words which mean praise, Jah. Praise, Jah. It's short for Praise Yahweh. Yahweh is God's personal and self-revealed name, unlike the general, you know, the Old Testament word for God, Elohim. The essential name convey a dynamite sense of vitality, really being as if God had said to Moses, I really am. The Jews were explicitly commanded not to take the name Yahweh in vain. And when I pray, I come on saying Yahweh, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? When you think about how good God is, when you think about when you read the Psalms and you say hallelujah, and some people say hallelujah, some say hallelujah with an A, hallelujah. But you know we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, you hear it sung in churches all around the country. You hear all forms of religion. They're giving God the praise. You hear it sung really at Christmas time, Easter time. You're saying, hallelujah, choir. The Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Song of men and angels sing, hallelujah. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. And when you say that word, hallelujah, oh, my. Demons would tremble. Just start saying hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. And you know, how do we praise God? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Let's go over to Ephesians. If you have your Bibles, that's why I try to come with enough scriptures where you can write them down for yourself. Read them for yourself. Just don't take my word. Read them for yourself. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. And let's read what thus say the word. To the praise, there go the word praise, of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his glory, wherein he has abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made us known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, you know, providing his gracious salvation. God deserves our praise. We shouldn't come to God no time, morning, noon, or night, without a praise to our Lord and Savior. Oh, but let's go to Psalms 103 and see what it says. I'm going strictly from Scripture. That way you can read it later yourself on what the Word of God is saying to you. That's why I try to bring everything with Scripture. That way you don't have to say I had it out of context, and then I read it from the Word of God. Psalms 1 and verse 22 says, verses 1 through 22. I'll let you read the rest of the verse. That, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And I'll jump to 20 through 22, and you can read the rest. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And then in verse 104 of Psalm, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. You're going to find throughout Psalm, talking about blessing the Lord, boasting on God, hallelujah, giving him praise. You know, he's providing his gracious salvation. God deserves our praise, you all. We praise God for his forgiveness, healing, and salvation. My. I'm going to say that again. We praise God for his forgiveness, healing, and salvation. If he'll heal you, don't you know you are expressive praise? If he have forgiven you, you went to him for forgiveness. You went to him for salvation. You ought to praise God. Now let's go to Psalm 145 real quick and see what it's saying over in 145, verses 1 through 21. I'm not going to read them all. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another, and shall declare thy mighty act. And I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. And men shall speak of the mighty of thy terrible act, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of a great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are all over all his work. You can read the rest at your leisure. We praise God for his eternal and its unchangeable quality. Let's go to Luke 19 real quick, coming up to the end of our broadcast, and I'm only doing 30 minutes today. And you can always go back to the archives and listen to them and get the scriptures. Psalms 19 says, 36 through 40, if they keep quiet, the storms along the road will burst into cheers. Here, if we don't lift our voice in praise of Jesus as our Lord and King, the very rocks and stones will cry out. Do you want the rocks and the stones to cry out in your place to the you crying out and giving God the praise yourself? God has been too good to everyone that's listening or that will come on later. You want to know what thus saith the Lord. God is a good God, a merciful God. And I gave you all the ways that you can praise God. The instrument with your lips, with your hands, with your feet, the expression of God, even in the dance, you can praise God. There's no excuse why nobody is praising the Lord. So today, our broadcast was short. It was on praising God. It's not unusual to burst out in spontaneous and applaud or cheer when a head of state or another celebrity enter a room. You praise them. But such an expression or a natural response to the presence of a person or power, position or accomplishment. Likewise, when we enter the presence of God through worship, our natural response should be praise and adoration. The Bible teaches that God is the creator of the universe and provider of salvation, and therefore he alone is worthy of our highest praise. So that is our broadcast for today. Do come on Wednesday for our Women Unified in Christ broadcast. Will be on from 3 to 4 on Wednesday this week. So stay tuned. Come in. Start coming in on the broadcast. It may be something that you want to share with someone on the broadcast, because we do have people listening in. You may not hear them talk all the time, but they are listening. So do come on. I want to thank those that came on today. And do come back again. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast on praise. Even as I go off the air, Lord, I have my hands lifted up, genuinely giving you the praise and the honor for this broadcast today. Thanking you in advance, dear Heavenly Father, for whatever you see fit to do today, dear Heavenly Father, in my life and the ones that's on the line today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover every one of them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, because we was created to praise you. And we give you glory today. We give you the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Do come back next week and on Saturday. We will have another exciting topic that we like to bring to you. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a coworker, and tell them to come on at 10 p.m. every Wednesday for joy and peace. We would love to have them. Bye-bye.